0TR.
JW Mobile.
0TR Mobile.
Good morning, Tom. It is nice out here, isn't it? Isn't it nice to be retired? Or playing like you're retired?
Retarded?
Retired, yeah.
No, both, Dave. Oh, yes, it's beautiful out. I guess the car thermometer's gotten stabilized. It says 57. It was like 24, I think, this morning at our place. Pretty cold. Lots of traffic here for during the week, I'll tell you. Going down 101.
290 or north on 290 toward 25. It was cold in the car when I got in it, too. And my car has a heated steering wheel. My truck doesn't. I'm in the truck, so you get spoiled of those nice things. And it's kind of a pain get going back. Amy's car was out there last night. She got home. She said, in the morning, can you start my car for me? So two taps on the lock plus one long hold on the lock, and her car engine was running this morning. When she got in it, it was warm and defrosted. When I did that, though, it was iced over.
This is in 0TR W4DH. Yeah. Anyways, Dave, I was watching the traffic here. I'm behind my neighbor, Steve, I think. And we are headed to Aldi's. Well, I had the remote start put on the Avalon and on the Tacoma. And it's worth its weight in gold. You can go down to a place there on 101 towards the airport. Is it? Is that the? Yeah. Out towards the airport on the right side of the road there. And they put ours on, and they do an excellent job. Only thing I don't like about the Toyota one is it's only good for like 90 feet or something like that, whereas the one they put on the Tacoma, heck, I can be inside Walmart and start it on the outside or Home Depot or something, you know, much longer range. But he said you can't do that on the Avalon. And Toyota, when you get in it, if you touch the brake pedal, now this, you've got to realize, is a 2011. You touch the brake pedal, and it dies. So you got to have the key in your pocket and then restart it. So that's kind of a pain, but that's the way they were set up back then. But the truck is not that way. And I just love it.
96. So it doesn't have that. I guess it could be added, but probably won't do that. But her car's only a year old, and it's the same way. It's an Avalon, too. It's only a year old, and when she got in it today and put her foot on the brake, the engine quit. She looked at me, and it's like, why did it do that? And I said, because you can't drive to work on my key. I started it with my key from the inside the house, and she got in it with her key in her pocketbook, and it won't let you do that. I don't know if it'll let you do it with, if she would have had my key, if that would have made any difference, but it did. She, like you said, she had to start it herself, which is okay because the windows are all defrosted. All she has to do is punch a button. So that's not so bad. I don't know what the range is like, though. I've never tried it. I'm always watching it when I do it because you got to time it. It's those parking lights come on when you press the two short pushes within 2 seconds, and then you have to wait. They go out. You have to wait, and then it'll flash at you one time, and then you can do the long push. If you do the long push before that, it won't start. Anyway, it's pretty neat once you learn how to do it. And I just learned they all do that. My Maxima does that, too. I didn't know it did it either. That's pretty cool, the advances they make in the cars these days. And then you have to go back to a 96 Toyota pickup. W4DJW.
This is NGLTR. Well, my Tacoma, Dave, is a 2011, and they put it on it, and they do a professional job down there. They put them on, unbeknownst to people, they do all the ones for Toyota of Greer and had them on, so they're pretty good at their job, you know. And back then it was $400, and I don't know how many years I've had it on there. But on the truck, it's really nice because, like I said, you can be heading to the parking lot at Home Depot and start it way out there. Now, the other good thing is, say somebody broke the window and got inside. You can't move the shifter, which it's an automatic, but you cannot move it. And I suppose they have to be automatic or they won't put them on them, by the way. But you can't move the shifter. And if you touch the brake pedal before you put the key in, now it's not keyless like the Avalon. You know, the Avalon's just a button. But it's got a key. And so if you don't put your car key in it and turn it to the on position before you touch that brake, it kills it. So somebody broke into it, and the second they touch the brake, it dies. And there's also a very obnoxious alarm that goes off. And you can kill it with hitting the open button a couple of times, you know. But they can set the sensitivity on it. If you just bump it, if another car bumps it or something, that alarm will go off on my eye. It's set pretty sensitive. But I've only had one false alarm. And that's when lightning hit the telephone pole across the street, and it shook the house. And it set the alarm off on that truck. boy, that was exciting. Boom, and then, you know. But, oh, gosh, I highly recommend them. It's called Cars LLC. And they could put it on yours if it's an automatic transmission. I don't think they can do that with standard. But, it, like the Avalon, it'll run for a fixed period of time, and I think it's 15 minutes, and then it kills the engine, and you have to restart it. W4DJW and 0TR.
About that, but I don't use it really enough to justify the spend. But it would be kind of nice. I didn't worry about it. I take my ham radio in and out of it, my 2-meter radio in and out of it every time I use it, because I don't want people damaging the truck beyond the cost of what the radio is worth just to get the radio. That's what they did to my other truck, so I don't leave it in there anymore. I leave the antenna on it. They can just peel that off the top if they want it, and nobody has ever messed with it. They just want something on the inside. Anyway, I'm over here with Gene at his property, so, and we're getting ready to get out. So you and Bernice, be safe. It's good talking to you this morning. And 0TR, W4DJW.
Okay, Dave. Well, say hello to Gene, and you're in good company there. Even though he is Coast Guard. Yeah, you'd love that thing, and nobody's going to get your radio if you got it on there. There was one other thing I was going to tell you about it, and I lost my train of thought here, pulling on the way to Hampton Boulevard. But it is really worth its weight in gold. Now, the Avalon, the good thing about it is if you leave the seat heaters on, when you get in, the seat's even warmed up. And I never thought I'd ever use those, but I like it. Take care. And like I say hello to Gene this morning. We're just going to Aldi's and back. This is N0TR Clear.
Have a good one. W4DJW Clear.